Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am Ray Dunaway. He is Jody Ambrosio.
All right. Robert from Bristol, by the way, won the tickets to go see Rain, tribute to the Beatles at the Oakdale on October 4th. But right now we're talking about an event that's going to be going on Friday down in Brantford. It's the 6th annual Playing for the Cure Brainstorming to benefit the Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance, which we've talked about quite a bit. Chris Cassano is the executive director of CTBTA, and he's a good friend of the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Chris. How are you guys?
You brought different beautiful women with you today.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's unbelievable. Seriously. You know what? I mean, you're a good-looking guy, but come on. The company you keep is incredible. Kim and Melissa Crowley are with us. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Now, your mother passed away from brain tumor last December. Can you just talk a little bit about what that experience was like to see that happening and why you're so dedicated to the Connecticut Brain Tumor Alliance?
Yeah, so in July of 2018, she was diagnosed with multiple brain tumors, ended up being glioblastoma, grade four. So we knew, of course, how devastating that diagnosis was.
Did they try and operate?
They did only a biopsy. It was in the center of her brain. It was inoperable.
Can't get
it was
to
inoperable.
It. Yeah.
And it was growing just like crazy. You know, we were told how aggressive it was, never realizing how quickly things would change. Within 2 weeks, she lost the ability to walk.
What?
A week or two after that, her right side of her body was paralyzed. She longer could feed herself, and we had to get in-home care.
Right.
Her battle was a very quick 4-month battle. But throughout that, we just, you know, were so inspired by her courage and her strength and never questioning why me. She got up every day, did what she was supposed to do. And now, because of what we went through and what we saw, we just have this passion with Chris to move forward and try to do everything we can to support other families going through this.
What was it from? I forget which one's Kim, which one's Melissa.
I'm Melissa.
You're Melissa. You know, I was going to say that, but you never
want
to mess
blonde,
up women's names.
They're both good looking.
Melissa, from your perspective, watching not only what your mother went through, but what your family went through, how has that driven you to kind of become an advocate?
You know what? When you get news like that, you know, you hear about things happening like this all the time, all over the world right now. And you know that it's awful and you know that it's upsetting. But as soon as it happens to you, it is a feeling that you just can't put into words. Your life just changes immediately. Things are put into perspective, you know, that second. And you realize you don't ever want anyone to feel that way. You don't want anyone to feel what you're going through and have to experience that. So we've learned really, really quickly to live our best life, to live life to the fullest. And we've been so honored to meet such amazing people through this unfortunate journey that it's been our passion now to get the word out and to you know, bring the attention to more people and carry on our mother's memory in this way. So hopefully we can make some sort of change so people don't have to go through this.
Chris, I want to back you for a minute here.
Yeah.
All right, I've often wondered about the glioblastoma that we're talking about. Remember there was a plant down in New Haven, North Haven it was, UTC, and there were some people working with certain solvents. Yeah. And, you know, they think that may be a link. They've done lengthy studies about all that. Okay, so obviously there may be environmental factors involved, if in this case they weren't, but it's indeterminate. What about the hereditary aspect of it?
And there very well could be something to it, but you know the doctors and researchers have been to this day unable to, you know, whether there's any kind of genetics or any hereditary genes that are causing family members to perhaps be susceptible to developing a brain tumor later in their life. It's to be, you know, unknown, but that's why, and that's what the doctors and researchers are currently looking at with our funding. So they're trying to be able to better detect, you know, whether it's through blood tests or through early screening, you know, whether someone has a predisposition to developing a brain tumor at some point in their life.
And if it was stage four, I mean, that's moving quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so talk to us about Friday night. Go ahead, Kim, since it's your establishment that you're holding this event at.
Let's have fun now.
Yeah. Well, it's ironically, it's my husband and his family's brewery, Stony Creek Brewery in Brantford, and that's how Chris and my husband met years ago. And then, of course, you know, my mom's diagnosis brought Chris and I together as well. The event's at 6:30 on Friday, upstairs in the private celebration room. And Chris mentioned probably, hopefully, around about 250 people so far.
That's great.
Congenial group?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what would, I mean, obviously, breweries have become very very popular in our state. What else goes on that night? Just drinking and eating and having fun.
You know, that doesn't for me, Joe. What do you want?
I mean, you don't have to sell us on it anymore.
Well, at the event, yes, there's music, but at the brewery in general, there is music late night on Fridays.
So we'll have live music by Blink and Statement. They're a local band here in Connecticut. So they'll be our performers for the night. Then we'll do obviously some good beer and food. Carlos Potts is donating food.
Oh, not Carlos.
Cafe,
bringing
in sandwiches. And then we have donuts from Beach Donuts then in Clinton, Connecticut.
Yum.
Oh, God.
You know, one thing I've noticed about your organization from going to the walk and hearing you talk about this, nobody ever goes hungry going to a CTBTA event. Nobody.
It's important. And most importantly is we're going to recognize three very brave.
Talk about that a little
bit.
Yeah,
do that, please.
So in honor of June, when I got the opportunity to sit down with Cam, I knew that just my history with Ed and the brewery and everything that happened last summer, receiving notifications up to the event, and then hearing the unfortunate news end of last year, I knew I wanted to do something for the family this year, and it took a while for me to figure it out. But there was one moment at the end of last year where it just instantly came to me. And so I'm honored to be able to work with Cam and the family this year and recognize three very brave, courageous individuals that are fighting a brain tumor right now. So we're going to award them with the June Rice Courage Award. And I'm not going to speak about their story because I want, you'll if you're coming to the event,
come down here, right?
You'll hear it there. And then, we'll share later on the details of these individuals. But they're exceptional. They're all treated by Jen Molitano, who was June's surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everyone that's fighting is deserving of a Courage Award. But these three were nominated, and we looked at them and we just felt that each of these three truly deserve this special recognition and a night to kind of make it the moment about them.
So Melissa, this must be a little extra special then to see your mom honored so quickly after her untimely passing and have three such worthy people get the first event named after her.
Absolutely. Again, another way to, carry her memory on.
Right, exactly.
And the idea of courage is just so interesting because we came across this quote recently, and we're going to speak about it at the event too. But the quote says that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something is more important. So when you think about being presented with a diagnosis and something that just changes your life immediately, you can't help but be afraid, right?
Right.
And so that doesn't go away. But what is most important? And for our mom, what that courage was and what her focus was her family. So we're going to be really excited to talk about that and carry her spirit on.
This
with
is just nice.
Three deserving.
Who's the better public speaker among you two?
We do a great job. We do best together. Yes.
Very nice.
We work in pairs.
Well done.
Ticket information. Survivors and Warriors get in for free. If you buy your ticket before Friday night, it's $40 day of. It's $50. The website, which we've talked about before, is ctbta.org. Chris Crisano is the executive director of the Brain Tumor Alliance, and Kim and Melissa Crowley will see their mom be honored and be there to take part in it at Stony Creek Brewery. Have a great night on Friday.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For coming in.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
It.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.